I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's like going into Wisconsin.
Well, I got the kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Snap count on my mind, Romo hand on my butt. I'm the center, and that's what's up, yeah. I touch the ball on every play. And if you see me coming at you, it's time to pray. I got a big beard and a real mean streak. In the bedroom, I'm a super freak. I once ate a whole honey-baked ham. Ask a DT who the fuck I am. My name is Frederick. Yeah, Travis Frederick. My name is Frederick. Yeah, Travis Frederick.
Ah, yes, the all-important drum fill means it's time for the Travis Frederick Show, brought to you by Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, and Dr. Pepper, the one you crave and the only soda that went to medical school. Here he is, the great Travis Frederick. Hello, Travis.
Hello, how are you guys?
Man, we're partying. How are you?
Oh, I wish I was partying like you guys.
I know, dude. By the way, you're a great man. We love you.
Thank you.
Travis is cool, too.
Yeah.
I like Travis.
Yeah.
But Ben, you're a great man. We love you. Mm-hmm. But I do want to turn the attention back to Travis for a moment. Because every year, I feel like you get us a very nice gift for the holidays. And this year is no different. Mm. You have rolled in here and you've given us all matching fur coats.
Yes.
And I would like to thank you for that. The weather is in need of a thick fur coat. So I would like to thank you for giving that to us.
Yeah, the weather outside is, how you might say, frightful. And It's about that time. It was on Christmas. It was 60 degrees, and it was just too warm for me. You know, I like it to be snowy and cold for Christmas, and it wasn't. So, I'm glad today I was able to kind of fulfill that Christmas theme and idea.
Have there been any gift exchanges with teammates? I know in the past, Zeke, I think, bought you guys all tractors or something, or Dax bought you guys little motorcycles. I think do I have that right?
I think have been some things in the past, and it's a gift for me to be on this team, and it's
no gifts. No gifts this year.
It's a gift for me to. Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I haven't done anything all year, so I'm not deserving of any gifts. Usually, it kind of goes by the guys that are playing. Maybe a little bit more. So I'm not saying that I was secluded or excluded from the gifts or anything like that. They take care of us really well, and I think I'll just...
Doesn't sound like
it. We'll leave it at that.
Sounds like you were standing out a window crying, and all the other linemen were getting awesome sports cars.
Well, I mean, I don't want to put anybody's business
out
there.
Yeah, on the streets.
If somebody did get us a gift, which they may or
sure,
may not have...
Got it.
I don't, unless they're going to want to talk about it, obviously when Zeke gave us the Gators, I mean, that was awesome, and he let everybody know that was the case. So I don't want to throw that out there. You should ask Dak or Zeke about them.
Okay.
Jarwin got you guys all rubbers, right?
What? I'm sorry?
Those boots that you wear when it rains?
Galoshes.
Galoshes. It's another name for it.
Yes. I mean, it is pretty rainy out, so it's a very useful gift today.
But they were extra large rubbers. Wow.
I mean,
yeah, he's got some big feet.
Big feet. So yeah, we do appreciate that. I mean, what about Jarwin? Can we talk about that guy?
Jarwin?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, he's unbelievable. The fact he played so well this week and now is showing off all his accolades in the locker room, it's really impressive.
Player of the week, right?
NFC
player of the week.
Plus on the team, he was the player of the week as well.
And there's boxing gloves that are given out?
Boxing gloves and a boxing belt. There's like a mini replica that you get to take home, but there's a real belt. There's a long story that goes back, but there's this belt that you get to carry around for the week if you so choose.
Hold on a second. Skin, I've got time for a story. Would you like to hear a story?
I'd love to hear the details of that story he didn't want to tell.
Okay, story time.
Okay, so the story is this. Coach Garrett was somewhere. I don't remember where, and I'm sure I have it in my notes from the team meeting when he told us about it. I just did not review that for today's session. So he was somewhere and met the commissioner of the boxing, is it WBC maybe, or something of that sort, one of the boxing leagues. and was talking to him. Evidently, he's a Cowboys fan. So he got it worked up somehow that we got one of these real boxing championship belts.
It's legit.
It's legit. We don't actually own a championship of the WBC or whichever league it is. But I got this belt and has these gloves then customized. So you get the gloves and the little replica belt. And so he told us this story, and it was much better embellished than what I have for you. Because again, I didn't bring my notes, and it's it's been 17 weeks now since the beginning of the season when he tells the story. He does tell it every year.
What about the Speedo that comes with it?
Well, you do get the Speedo, and that's something you wouldn't wear on a day like today, unless you're going in the cold tub.
You wouldn't transfer that.
Everybody gets their own Speedo.
Sounds expensive.
It's pretty impressive when you see, you know, that's why they don't give that award to the offensive lineman usually. Occasionally you might get a defensive end that wins that.
Okay.
That
have you won one?
A little bit better.
Or is it only this year?
No, it's been the last couple of years.
Okay.
No, I have not won one.
Any performances close enough to keep you in the mix?
Absolutely not.
But you're in. But Madden said, and you brought this up a lot, Madden says you're the best player on the Cowboys this year. You have a 96 overall rating. So how can you be a 96, to your point, Travis, and not have won those gloves?
I'm going to say it's really hard to even have achieved a 96. I haven't played a single snap. So I don't know how that's even possible.
We haven't had any negative plays.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
I have not. Offensive line is one of those positions. Zach Martin's the only person that I know that's had one of those games that was just unbelievable that probably could warrant that. Tyron Smith also plays unbelievable. I mean,
but he hadn't had one of those games like Zach.
What I mean to say here is that the offensive line is a position where five guys have to play together, and so they're not going to give the group an individual award.
You and Tyron are drifting apart because you're not playing. Is that what's happening here? Because why would you go out of your way to say that Zach has had a game like that, but not Tyron?
Because Tyron is a really great player, and that's what I was getting at, is that everyone would expect me to say Zach or Tyron because they're both all pros. And Zach actually graded out one of the games this year. I believe that he graded out over 100%, but
credit?
You can't actually grade out over 100%, and if you're a coach and you give somebody 100%, then it looks bad. So I think he actually got 99. I don't know exactly how that worked. But
Tyron didn't have any flash plays.
Tyron is a very consistent player. He's really good, and he also flashes these unbelievable plays, and he just did not grade out over 100%. I don't think.
You probably won't be an actor when you're done. But you know what? You've got a lot of great football coming at. I made all that up, obviously. We're just putting him on the hot spot. And I'm glad you haven't.
Thanks for putting that out. Thanks for the disclaimer.
I'm glad you haven't choked us yet and just reached over and started choking us out. But we like goofing off with you, obviously. So, what does this feel like?
Edgy.
What does this feel like
to be on the spot?
Heading into the playoffs.
Oh,
yeah. What's obviously that was a game you didn't have to have. Dak plays the whole game, ends up winning the game with a brilliant play and a brilliant game. So, what kind of momentum does that give you guys heading into the playoffs?
I think it was great to get that game the way that it happened. To be a close game that you edge out, you play all four quarters, it comes down to the end. Everybody has to be at their best that's playing out there. Quarterback played great. You got a lot of receivers, got a lot of touches. It was one of those games where everybody kind of like was a part of it. And I think that really does something for momentum going forward. I think this week, the post-game type feeling that you get after a win, I feel like you have that. And that's definitely a good thing to have going into the playoffs. And I don't know if you want to call it momentum or if you want to call it, just another game of experience and another opportunity for, a comeback from behind and a defensive shutout right there at the end. Those are all good things that you want moving forward.
Travis Frederick joining us on the Ben and Skin Show. In one hand, he has a Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys. And in the other hand, he has Dr. Pepper, the one you crave, and he slams them both simultaneously into one delicious brew headed down his throat. Hey, does it matter to play a team in the playoffs that you've already played? Would you rather play a team that you haven't played? Or, people make a big deal out of this sort of stuff.
I think you can have an argument either way, because when you've played a team once, you've got a feeling for what they do personnel-wise and things like that. But on the other side of that, if you played a team like we did with Seattle week 3, I think it was, That's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. They're a different team, and we're certainly a different team than we were during that matchup. So you get a little bit of benefit from that. People say sometimes it's hard to beat a team twice in a year. That's why the divisional games are so important. The fact that you can get a sweep on somebody is a huge deal. So you could go either way there. If you've played them before, so you have good experience about it, but they also have that experience on you. So I think it's a non-issue.
So we dropped the ball last week, and we didn't tell you we were on vacation.
Yeah.
And good job, Ben.
Sorry about that. I mean, we do have a producer, but he didn't want to do that.
He's not here today.
Well, where is he today?
What's the deal with that?
I was there.
Shippy actually asked some questions.
He did?
Yeah. I mean, he was a live part of it. It was very interesting.
That doesn't bode well for what Ari and Jesse were doing if Shippy jumped in for the first time all year.
Did we, you know, and I'm very sorry we didn't give you a heads up, but okay. we're grateful that we're continuing going on into the playoffs. And I've been told that we're still going to do one more at the end of the season. So after the Super Bowl, we'll do one more.
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
I choke you out before.
Yeah, and it could happen.
It's inappropriate line of questioning.
It could happen. And so, how did it go with those guys last week?
I thought it went pretty well. There was a little bit of
tension.
Copycat. They went with a power ranking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, you know, I understand, and I think there was a little carryover there. Shippy was there. Obviously, he was the one on the board playing those.
I'm glad they did that. I don't know why you're taking shots at them.
And I think that it's an original idea that you guys have certainly rode on for several weeks, and for them to steal that, you know, or maybe they were just carrying on the tradition.
Was it an homage? Maybe they felt you'd be more comfortable power ranking something.
It's possible. We had some really good conversation, to be honest. I don't know if you listened to the podcast.
No.
I didn't hear one thing on the station from the time I left Friday on December the 21st until really today.
So you didn't leave it on?
Nope.
Okay.
We have an agreement here about what we can ask and what we as a favor. We're like, we're not going to ask you a bunch of hardcore questions about what's going on with you. When you're ready to talk about that, you have talked about that.
Yep.
But we didn't get a chance to debrief them.
Is that where they went with it?
Did you run into any of that?
They asked a little bit about what it's been like being a coach and that kind of stuff, which I think I've been asked before.
Yeah, sure.
We talked a little bit about that, and honestly, it's been a week now.
Yeah.
And I
pretty forgettable.
It wasn't, you know, honestly, I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm really thinking about the Seattle game coming up.
Yeah. What are you thinking about?
I'm watching the film, going through, trying to find those things that can help the team out and help
tell
our
group
out.
Tell us what you're thinking.
Tell us what you're thinking.
You know what? I wouldn't mind. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I wouldn't mind if Travis were to power rank the things that he's thinking about. Shippy, what do you have waiting there for us?
Number five. Number five, I'm thinking about the line games that they run in the pass protection against us. There hasn't been a lot of them, but they do a really good job of it. They do a really good job of rushing one-on-one, too, so that's why there's not quite as many of those.
How good a job?
I would say they are certainly above average, definitely good, maybe even a little bit better than good, maybe very good.
Wow, okay.
The way that they sell the inside move on a three technique going inside before the ET switch is something that they're pretty good at, and I think the way that they have speed up the field on their one-on-one rushes allows them to sell on the TE as well. So you get a little bit of extra sell on that.
Okay, and also?
Music number four. Number four, I'm thinking about number 55. He was the last guy that we watched in the individual rushes during this last meeting, and I think he's a really talented player.
Is that Bobby Wagner?
No, it's Frank Clark.
Oh, Frank Clark, my bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I remember
he's rough, rugged, and raw.
I understand you guys don't have your sheets.
Yeah, but we talked about him quite a bit because we wanted the Cowboys to draft him.
So we kind of talked about
it. What year was he drafted? I don't.
I think that was 4 years ago.
He's got quite a bit of. I do remember playing him several times, and he's gotten better.
Yeah.
Significantly better.
He was the guy who was most vocal recently about, hey, Richard Sherman ain't in this locker room, so I really don't care what he's saying about our team. He was the guy that stepped up and was kind of
He's vocal. A really good pass rusher, and the way that he's able to get off the ball and take advantage, certainly, of what they do at home with the crowd noise and try and get on the snap counts, that's definitely an advantage that he uses. And then also does a great job of working the outside hand and trying to get around those tackles. Really an interesting pass rusher to study.
Sounds like you're paying too much attention to Frank Clark, which brings us to
number
three.
Number three, I was thinking about Bobby Wagner and the way that he plays linebacker.
Before Ben said Bobby Wagner's name, you were thinking about that.
I was, because actually I was just in the training room sitting next to Sean Lee, and we were talking about a play that happened in practice today. And I said he was doing a little bit of scout team, and we saw Zach Martin and him matched up, which is something you usually see just in training camp. And mm-hmm. they were talking about this play, and we were talking about how Bobby Wagner might play it, and that Sean and Bobby are similar players, and now it's a similar type defense. And just kind of thinking about the comparisons between Sean Lee and Bobby Wagner and how talented they both are.
That's a pretty damn good answer, and it reminds me of
number two.
Number two, I was thinking about Lyle Collins. And Lyle Collins had a great practice today. I mean, everybody had a great practice. I'm not trying to single him out, but
his was the best.
You know, I'm just really proud of the way that he's grown from where he was as a rookie to where he is now. And even over the course of this year, in the media, you read a lot of stuff about negative about him and things that maybe he's not living up to. But I'm just really impressed by the way that he approaches the work. And it's something that's really fun to watch because he's really focused on specific details. And when you find a guy that's grown up and matured in this game, you find somebody that's not thinking about what the play is or who the player across from them is or how it's going to happen. They're focused on the way that they're approaching it and how their set needs to change or how they can better improve their hands and things like that. And those are the things that he's working on. And to me, I'm just really proud of the way that he's grown as a player.
What were some of those negative things you'd seen about him?
I saw in the media that people talked about how he was maybe not great at pass blocking and wasn't the strongest in the run game. But I think that both of those are lies, to be honest with you. I think he's good, and I think that the two of you specifically, when you talked negatively about the way that he protects in the passing game, I think you were wrong there.
I'm glad to see you flip-flop on him, though. It's good that you have his back. And is there one more?
It is.
All right.
The number one thing that I was thinking about was just how uncomfortable the power rankings are. I need an explanation here, and you finally have won. I think that this is what we were going for all year, was to see how long we could get away with it before it became uncomfortable. And if I'm going to just paint a mental picture for the people that might be listening, I don't know if anybody listens, but if they are listening, we're in a studio, and I'm sitting across from Ben and next to Skin here, and KT usually sits kind of catty corner from me, and they stare at me while we're talking. Obviously, you know, we're trying to make eye contact, but then they also make eyes at each other during this. It's like two lovers.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of gazing into each other's eyes and trying to communicate telekinetically about what's going on. And
but I only lick my lips when I'm looking at you.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I like
Ben
to eat a banana.
He has a nose flare that pops out. Just only when he looks at Skin.
Yeah.
It's something that I've never seen before. But they pass these questions off, and then they just start getting a little bit more aggressive at you.
Yeah,
and,
really? Skin does? Let me ask you this, Travis. What, of these three things, what's the worst thing to do and make eye contact with another man? Drink from a straw, eat a banana, or apply chapstick?
I'm going to go with apply chapstick because I'm just not a fan of chapstick myself.
Really? You're from like the Great White North.
I am, yeah. And to me, it's got an addictive property. I see people that use it. They use it all the time. It's you're either a user or you're not a user.
It's true.
And I think that can take over people's lives. And,
what if the guy's eating the banana like it's a popsicle?
Listen, bananas are nutritious. They're calorically dense. They carry quite a decent amount of potassium. Ben's showing me his Vaseline here. But
Vaseline is
in a can. It's not in a stick.
So that's industrial size.
I think it's a little bit different here. He just rubbed it thickly on his finger, made eye contact with me, and then rubbed it on his lips.
That is how we're going to end the Travis Frederick Show for today. Thank you, Travis. Thank you, Miller Lite and Dr. Pepper, for bringing all those things together.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.